And road traffic accident claims are down 30% in recent years, according to a report from the Injuries Resolution Board. Now, that's the state body which enables people to resolve their claims without having to go to court. Claims go to court only if an assessment by the board is rejected by either side. The latest research from the IRB gives an overview of motor insurance claims and awards over the 6 years from 2019 to 2024. To hear more of what it tells us and how it impacts the cost of insurance, I'm joined by Dr. Lauren Swan, the Head of Research and Policy at the Injuries Resolution Board, and thank you for joining us. Road traffic claims, you tell us in this latest report, down 30%. Can you give us some idea of how this breaks down?
Thanks very much, Mary. Yes, today's report shows a 30% reduction in the number of personal injury claims related to road traffic accidents over the last 6 years. But at the same time, we've seen an increase in claims for fatal road traffic accidents. So they've increased by 20% over the last 3 years alone. So overall, while claim volumes are down, the impact of tragic and fatal accidents continues to increase.
What can you tell us about the cost of claims and within those costs, the legal costs and the breakdown within that?
So overall, what we can see in 2024 is that the median award value, so that's the typical amount of compensation a claimant received last year following being injured in a road traffic accident, was €12,510. And this represents a 30% decrease on what the median value of compensation was in 2020. That's before the personal injuries guidelines were introduced in 2021 and when claims were assessed under the Book of Quantum.
So they're down.
Yes.
Yeah. And what are the other indicators you have?
So what we can see is that not only are the number of claims down, the value of claims that come through our service are also down, but people are still opting for litigation. And we have at the moment we have a 50% acceptance rate, which means that 50% of cases that we assess are resolved through our service. But I think we still have more work to do in ensuring that the public understand the role of the board and what you can expect if you decide to reject an assessment made by the board. So the first is that the exact same guidelines are used by both the board and the courts in assessing compensation that should be awarded.
Okay, so 50% are resolved by you. What happens to the other 50%? Do they go to court? Are they settled by insurance companies outside of court, or do we know?
So a majority of those will be settled by insurers outside of the court. So what we know is only around 2 to 4% of all personal injury cases are actually assessed or resolved via a court award. Now, the Central Bank was able to publish a report in April, and what it found was that the value of compensation awarded by the board and the courts was the same across both of the channels. But the only difference was that the average legal fees within the court system were 24 times higher than the board. And the average time taken to resolve a case was over 3 years longer for cases resolved through litigation. So it's in everyone's best interest to see more and more cases resolved through the Injuries Resolution Board.
But what percentage did you tell me? Did you say 2% actually go to litigation in the courtroom?
Yeah, 2 to 4% of all personal injury cases will be resolved. A very small number of cases.
But why then? I don't know if you can answer this question. If you've had a sustained reduction in the number of claims, you've had reductions in the value of claims, we've had judicial guidelines on awards, and you say only 2% will be litigated before the course where the legal costs will mount up. Why is it that insurance, motor insurance premiums are not coming down? Again, you look at the Central Bank, they show the average cost is over 600 and continuing to go up.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And I think there are a number of factors ultimately which influence insurance pricing. But like, to make it clear that insurers identified personal injury claims costs as the key driver of premiums and the availability of insurance in the state before the personal injuries guidelines were introduced. And there was also a lack of any data on trends and claims and award values historically. So that's what today's report is aiming to try and increase.
Is it frustrating for you, though, Lauren, that the Injuries Board is doing the job it was assigned to do? You've got the figures there to show you're bringing down the numbers. And yet the cost of motor insurance is not showing any corresponding decrease.
I think from a research perspective, what our role is to just keep on increasing the transparency in this area. You know, the more data we can show for the first time on the volume of claims, on the cost of claims, the more that we can continue to spread awareness around the role of the board, the better.
All right. Well, Dr. Lauren Swan, Head of Research and Policy at the Injuries Resolution Board, thank you. It's 28 minutes to nine. News headlines from Brian Jennings.